And now, an important, if symbolic, protest in the nation of Saudi Arabia. We go to Jeddah to talk about women drivers. One woman driver in particular, Najla Hariri, is believed to be the only female driving openly in a major Saudi city, though some women are occasionally understood to drive in desert areas. The BBC's reporter Michael Buchanan went for a drive with protester and driver Najla.
So how many times have you driven in Jeddah?
So far, about three times.
Is it an easy city to drive around?
Very easy. Easier than Egypt. I drove in Cairo. Cairo, very crowded. Here, a little bit more organized.
Do you consider yourself to be brave?
Yeah. In this society, yes. I'm a little bit brave, yes. I'm brave, yes. My daughter friends are so proud of me. And my daughters also.
What would happen if you were stopped?
There is no law against driving for women. There is no law. They always said it's only society are refused the woman to drive. But there is no law. And I have a license. I have two licenses. And I have an international license. Also, I always drive in Europe.
But if they did stop you, would they just take you home?
I don't think so, to home. Maybe they will take me to a police station or something. Maybe, I don't know. It's not happened before to me.
And you're not worried about it?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have the right to do that.
When this issue is discussed in the newspapers, there's always lots of people saying, we don't let women drive because it's for their benefit. It's safer for them. There is somebody to look after them.
They're lying to themselves. Society refuses it because it's safe for the women, as they said. But actually, it's more safe for the women to drive alone. We have more than 4 million drivers in Saudi. This is a lot of foreigners. We prefer to get rid of them. We drive ourselves.
How long did you live back in Saudi Arabia before you decided that enough was enough?
I almost decided to drive when I came back from outside about two years ago. My husband was outside, my elder son was outside. I have no driver, and everything in my life is stopped, waiting for them to come back. I said, it's a strange situation. Why? I have two cars in my garage, and I'm waiting for someone to drive me. I don't know, I wait for the right time, maybe. I will wait for another ladies to encourage each other.
Why now then?
I think enough is enough. We have to start. We have.
Have you been encouraged by what's happened in other Middle Eastern countries, or is that doesn't matter?
It have a slight impact. Before in Saudi, you never heard about protesters. After what happened in Middle East, we start to accept this word. We accept to see a group of people go outside and say what they want in a loud voice. And this have a slight impact to what happened now for women to drive.
Enough is enough for a woman driver in Saudi Arabia or a protester in Tahrir Square in Cairo. That's Michael Buchanan of the BBC on the road in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, with the woman who's believed to be the only female driving openly in a major Saudi city.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.